Hello, this is A Little Bird. My name is Jamie Black. I'm back again. I'm excited to share some of the practices and perspective from Greg, one of the main farmers at Farmship, because people are interested to know when you're organic, but you're not certified organic, what exactly does that mean? So join me in the bean patch with Greg and learn more about what they do at Farmship.
First and foremost, I think organic is a lot of what you don't do. So what don't we do? We don't use synthetic fertilizer. So we do use fertilizer, but all of it is from a, what's the right term here? Naturally derived source. And then more technically, it's on the organic list. Organic Materials Review Institute. So they come out with the list of what is an allowed pesticide or fertilizer that you can use in organic production. And so we stick to things that are on that list, even though we're not certified. We are using the same products that a certified operation would use.
But we don't use pesticides.
We do a little bit, like barely at all. We use BT. It is a bacteria that basically goes after caterpillars.
Do you use it on particular crops or everything?
On brassicas only. So we use it on cabbage and broccoli and cauliflower. And what you're going after with that is the cabbage moss. The little white guy that you see flying around everywhere.
Yeah, which everybody has a hard time with.
Yeah, right?
Watch your step.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is like a pretty natural. You know, as I said, it's just a bacteria that affects those caterpillars.
It's like,
I think it makes their stomachs explode or something dramatic like that. And like even, you know, like this year, we sprayed it once pretty early on, like well over like a month before we were harvesting anything. So we have to wait because the cabbage moth, it has to be like within a few weeks of when the cabbage moths are even around.
Right.
So we wait till we see them and then we're like, okay, they're out, they're laying their eggs. Because basically what you're going after is the larva as soon as it hatches with that stuff. So that's one pesticide we use. And then other than that, diatomaceous earth, I guess, would count as a pesticide.
Just kind of. Yeah.
It's like,
insofar as you're using it to control pests.
Yeah. It's a mechanical mixture.
Yeah. Like it's a non-chemicalizer pesticide.
Which basically cuts the legs off the critters that crawl up.
It's just anything soft-bodied. It'll, like, slugs, it would... I mean, I don't even think it really kills them because they get up to it and they're like, wow, this stings. And then they go. If they did crawl over it, it would probably cut them up. But generally, it just ends up deterring them instead. Yeah. We used a lot of beer traps this year. Although, like that, I mean, that's not getting on anything, obviously. But yeah, Molson XL, non-alcoholic beer, that's... At UCR.
Beer trap.
Oh, it's a good way to discourage guests from entering your garden.
Yeah.
True.
And it is really effective on slugs. And then we do like insecticidal soap. Which is like really, it's dish soap. Diluted dish soap. It kills aphids.
You spray it on?
Yeah. So obviously that stuff washes off quite easily. Is like
food friendly,
yeah,
like sort of. Not like
people are using it on their dishes already. I feel like we're probably okay. And that's for aphids. It messes up the oils on the surface of their body,
perhaps,
so that they can't hold water in and then they dry out and die.
Perhaps that could be
it. Does affect other soft insects as well, so it's like a very much like we don't do a wholesale spray. It's a, you see some aphids, you spray it right on them.
And does that generally basically get rid of them then and there, and it just doesn't spread to the other ones? Or what do you do where the aphids are? You get it on a kale plant. You just get rid of that kale plant, or do you?
So we wouldn't pull a plant for aphids. Generally, I mean, cauliflower you might, because once you've cut the head out, it's done.
Yeah.
Kale, okay, so aphid control, there's a few different things. We're doing insecticide soap this year. We're trying that out, and it seems to be working pretty well, I think. Overhead watering, like with the big gun, is pretty key, because you can actually just knock them off, and once the aphids are off the plant, they actually can't get back up onto it. So they fall off, they don't have anything to eat anymore, because they need to like tap into the stem of a plant to eat, so they just fall off and die. That might just be the juvenile phase, not the adult, but anyways. So knocking them off with water has like actually been a pretty key strategy. And then there are definitely some, and this is like more certain varieties of kale are worse, the Red Russian specifically, can get really hit by kale bad. And then we basically just strip the plant down to almost nothing. And that allows it to come back in the fall.
So you strip the plant down to almost nothing, allows it to come back to the fall.
Yeah, because the aphids only hit for about 2 months. Kale stuff on.
So back when you were doing initial planting, you were using that fish?
Yeah, we use, okay, so fertilizers, this is where I'd be good for the labor. We use, emulsified fish fertilizer, we use seaweed fertilizer, and those ones are really low concentration there, but they are good for micronutrients, and they do give like a decent nitrogen boost. We sometimes use that as a foliar spray as well. Okay. So that's directly on the leaves. Because plants actually can absorb nutrients through their leaves, not just through their roots.
Right.
And there's also, so you're doing it for that, but you're also doing it for like the leaf microbiome, the microorganisms that like live on the leaves, helps feed them as well.
Right.
That again, this is another one where you're getting into not very well researched. So is it definitely doing something in that regard? Maybe. We're right. Trying.
So, is this your first year doing it?
Foliar sprays? No, we've done foliar sprays before.
Oh, right.
I mean, part of it, you do it pretty thick, so it does end up running off and going into the roots as well. It definitely, so the nutrient absorption, is that one is definitely a thing that has been researched.
Okay.
That foliar spraying, especially for certain minerals.
Right.
Now, we're just doing, as I said, it's a fish fertilizer, so it's kind of a mix micronutrient and then like a bit of a nitrogen push.
Right.
And part of that too is that a lot of the more like select nutrients that would be really good to spray, say boron is one,
right,
that we actually have like deficiency of and would be a really good and I believe is absorbed well through foliar sprays. Now, if we were certified, there is a way around that. You could talk, if you get like a, I believe it's a certified agronomist, or basically you can talk to someone and get like an exception.
Oh, wow.
And be like, even though this is a synthetic spray, we're going to use it. Here's how much we're going to use. Here's what we're going to use it on. Anyways, it's not something we're doing. I'm going down a tangent now. Mainly just that is one that we've kind of talked about. Like, there are probably a few of our crops that would benefit from some boron. we use organic methods. It's the main thing. Like, yeah, we just don't pay for the certification. It's basically what it comes down to. We wouldn't really have to change our practices other than, like, I think we'd have to change up maybe a bit of our record keeping. What fertilizers we're using, like what products we're using where. Obviously, like, they want a little more, they want that kept track of a little bit more than we do. They want your crop records and stuff, but we are keeping track of that now, so that's fine. Sorry, that isn't like super pertinent to a grocery store, I guess, actually. So what would we, what I usually say at market is that we use organic methods, but we're non-certified. We don't use anything that's not on the OMRI list. That's like
we don't use anything that's not on the OMRI list. Okay. There you have it, friends. Out in the bean patch with Greg, sharing about what it means to be organic and not certified. Stay tuned for more with A Little Bird.